From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes.
But where it's going, no one knows.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Wednesday, November 8th, Calvin on the board, Greg Bach with me in studio, and you can always call and or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Thank you, Greg Bach.
You're welcome.
Big show coming up today, 10:33, the one, the only, the Kristen Bry. Kristen Bry will be joining us from home. We're going to play a little game like we did last week. It's going to be the good, the bad, and you found a what in your ear? Oh, it's a good one.
You should be watching the live stream for this one because the faces that are made when you irk Kristen, when you look at it like a,
Yeah, that's coming up next half hour. Matt Wild from Milwaukee Record is going to be joining us at 11:06 and we'll have some fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have a little sexy quiz at 11:30, which should also be a lot of fun. Right now, though, we're going to start off with there were elections yesterday.
What?
Yes, there were, and some big, big surprises in different parts of the country.
Were they, though?
I think some of the people who lost are very surprised.
Yes, but based on the past few election cycles, I feel like it's just been, keep going, but like I just feel like we're at a place now where it's like, this is how it works now, this is how it goes.
Well, you might be right. Glenn Youngkin stunned in Virginia. Democrats flip the House and keep control of the Senate. That is not the way they hoped that would go. In Ohio, major, major news. In Ohio, voters in the conservative-leaning state decisively passing a constitutional amendment guaranteeing access to abortion. Again, Virginia, Democrats projected to take control of the state Senate. It was not a good night for Republicans.
It's not a good night for, It's not a good night for the MAGA Trump Republicans and the farce that is their version of freedom.
Well, again, I think back to when it was leaked that Roe was going to be overturned.
Mm-hmm.
This is a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I went to my then boss, a man. And I said, I think it's really important that we do a series on what's going to happen if Roe is overturned.
Yeah.
You know, I think we need to talk about, because again, there were so many things that were not codified. How close to death does the mother have to be before we can treat her if it's a problem pregnancy, things like that. And he looked at me and he said, I haven't seen anything on my Twitter feed about that.
I would have demanded to look at his phone and look at his feed. I mean, like,
but honestly, I ran into so much of that.
Oh, I imagine
from male colleagues.
Yeah.
That this isn't that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal to travel out of state. It's just an inconvenience. This is the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. A woman's duty to produce at least one able-bodied worker for the good of the country. Yeah, how's that going for you guys? How is this going?
I just feel like these smaller elections, I mean non-presidential general elections. I feel like between what's been happening in the past, between Justice Janet, those small red state elections that basically codify, like, you know, said, no, we want access to healthcare.
Yes.
I feel like it's just ramping up to what will be a huge, embarrassing night for the Republicans in 2024.
We shall see. But again, who knew that removing the bodily autonomy of about 50% of the population would not be a popular thing?
Yeah. I mean,
whoever saw that coming?
A lot of people did. Just no one listened to them because they're called women.
Oh, is that? That's right.
Yeah.
Because women don't know anything about stuff like
that. Well, you know, I mean, it's with your opinions are cute, but I haven't seen anything on my Facebook or my Instagram about, you know, what's it again? Abortion? I don't know what that is, actually.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Washington Post interviewed a woman in Ohio, Kate Wagner, 51, a registered Republican who's drifted away from the party. She said issue one, again, this is which codified the constitutional right to an abortion in Ohio. She sees this as deeply personal. My whole thing is I don't like the idea of typically old white men telling me what I should be able to do. They've never been in that position. Why should they be able to dictate to me?
Yeah. From what I understand, it was an 80-20 split in Ohio with Republicans, 20% voting for
they voted no on issue one.
No, they voted yes to access.
Oh, yes to access.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Texter from the 262, my big question from last night, did MAGA Mike Johnson's son get a notification that his dad was watching porn as Mike was following the election results and seeing the GOP get absolutely pounded? Unknown.
Wow, that was a...
That's a flashback.
That was a very... that was a long, winding road for a dirty joke there. Wow.
Yeah. And then the other thing, too, that I think is really important... Moms for Liberty. Moms for Liberty, the very far right-wing parental rights group.
Once again, a group who thinks they know better.
They know better, and they want you to know that they know better because they're going to tell you how things should go. There was not a good night for elections for Moms for Liberty either.
Turns out just showing up to various events, whether it's school board meetings or city council meetings, and just screaming a bunch of non-facts doesn't really help you in the voting booth.
Seems not.
Nope.
Seems not. In Pennsylvania, Moms for Liberty endorsed over 50 candidates in 28 different districts. A voter's guide recommended candidates in five of the districts, and they all lost. All five of the school board's open seats went to Democrats, not Moms for Liberty.
Nope.
Three of four candidates also endorsed by Moms for Liberty trailing in Virginia. And Democrats, they're expected to hold the board as well. Even worse showings for Moms for Liberty in Iowa. It's a shame.
I'm crying. I
can tell that you find this very upsetting.
I'm very upset. I'm pouring out some apple juice for them. Poor Moms for Liberty. What will they just morph into for the next election? You know,
well,
Dads for Justice.
Sure. I can see someone embracing that.
Long-term partners for equity.
But I also find it interesting some of the comments now from some Republicans, including the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. After a referendum in Ohio was approved, Johnson said, "I'm not going to comment." Others want to downplay it. Jim Jordan telling Manu Raju, a reporter, he thinks issues like crime and immigration are going to drive 2024, not the abortion issue. And I agree that crime and immigration are big issues. But again, guys, don't underestimate how annoying it is to 50% of the population to have their bodily autonomy taken away.
And that statement from Representative Jordan says a lot about the GOP's method on handling issues. And we saw this when the Speaker of the House was addressing a shooting, the one in Maine.
Yes.
And he said, you know, that's the last one to say, let's just leave it be. Like, no, that's not how this works. You don't just get to walk away from an abortion issue, something that you fought your entire career to do. And you should be celebrating your victories. But you know what? I still see tons of billboards on the road. I still see commercials. They know this fight isn't over, and you don't just get to walk away from it. You guys try to walk away from this issue at every election, we're going to throw the issue on you, and we're going to say, this was you. This is what you're trying to do. Immigration is an issue we need to talk about.
Absolutely.
And all these other things, but nope, you don't get to just brush it off your suit jacket, or if you're Jim Jordan, your shirt, and act like you had nothing to do with this and it's not important anymore.
Right.
Nope, it's still important. It's always going to be.
It is important. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Mike from West Bend is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes. Thanks for taking my call. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I was a Democrat all my life. I kind of moved towards a Republican Party. I thought the Democratic Party was kind of leaving me. But what's frustrating about the Republicans is they just do not get it. They're living in a different world, and abortion will rally and rally a lot of people. And I just believe that they're out of touch with the American people on that issue, and they're going to keep on losing. They're not good at early voting. They're not good at organizing. The Democrats are a lot better at it, regardless of who's running, even if they're weak candidates. But if they keep believing in 1860 ideas of abortion, they're not going to win.
Yep.
Yeah, and who would have thought, Mike, that that would be unpopular, right? I mean, come on. It is very frightening for a lot of women and women I've talked to, and I'm not of reproductive age anymore, but women my age are fired up about this.
Yeah.
And younger women are really fired up about this.
And
we don't want to go back to the 1950s or the 1850s.
And the caller brought up something very important, too.
Thank you for calling, Mike.
Yeah, Mike. Mike brought up something very important, which is the Republicans they're great at messaging taking little items and just, you know, putting them out to the world and becoming catchphrases. But in the long game, the grassroots game of organizing, they suck at it. And now they're trying to hop on the bandwagon of early voting bank your vote. And it's time to early vote because that's how you get your voice. It's a year ago, this was the biggest evil on your list. You saw it as an impediment on freedom and democracy. You challenged.
It was a way to cheat.
It was a way to cheat. It took to the courts, and all of a sudden, we got to bank those votes. No. You don't get to be the happy messengers anymore.
Well, and I think it's going to be very confusing for some voters.
Yes.
Because they were hit so hard with this message of no absentee ballots, no early voting, no drop boxes, bad, bad, bad.
Mm-hmm.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So we'll see. We shall see.
We shall see.
Don't forget, Kristen is coming up at 10:33. We'll find out if little Frankie Lou is going to cooperate today and not have a meltdown so we can actually see her on camera. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tell me, girl, what you're going to do. And tell me what are you trying to prove. Girl, you don't need to know what we'll do. So come on now, say it's me and you. Me and you. What's your choice? Tell me, who do you love? What's your choice?
Hey, Molly. It's me. I'm in Nashville. I'm on my way to Dollywood, busy as you are. Can't get enough stuff to do, can we? But anyway, I'm excited about singing with you. So I'm just going to turn my CD player on with you singing. I'm going to put this on a cassette, sing along with it. Then I'll run you off a CD later. Oh, I'm so high-tech. I got a flip phone, too. But anyhow, see what you think. And here I go. Come on.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. 20 minutes past 10 o'clock. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Rye. She's going to be joining us at 10:33. Calvin is on the board. Greg is with me in studio. And you can call and or text in at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party!
Thank you, Greg Buck. We were talking about the election from yesterday and some of the results from around the country, and it was a good night for Democrats. The one race that they did not win was the Mississippi governor's race, where Tate Reeves was reelected for a second term. The second cousin of Elvis, Brandon Presley, was the one who was running against him and did not pull it off. But certainly abortion rights have now been enshrined in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Big wins for Democrats in Virginia. And we were just taking some comments about this is what happens when you try to strip the bodily autonomy of 50% of the population. That 50% kind of gets cranky.
Your words, just, not mine.
It makes me cranky.
I say nothing.
From the 608, the GOP thinks their MAGA base and AM radio bubble world are the only people that people listen to. They are fringe, and Real America just doesn't buy into their garbage.
I mean, that's something that's said almost on a daily basis, is that, you know, who do we pay attention to? Who gets the attention? I hate to use this term, but like both sides of the argument, the loudest, sometimes the craziest people get heard. And then you get that section in the middle. They're just very, you know, yeah, I'm a hunter. I believe in the Second Amendment, but I also believe there should be some safeguards. I believe that a woman has the right to choose, but I also believe that everyone has the right to choose. So I'm not forcing anyone to have an abortion. You know, like people have those middle opinions, and we're just sitting here doing our thing, living our life, going to work, and no one from CNN's calling us.
That's true.
So yeah, so the Republicans, I think, for some reason, thought that everyone was just on this madcap agreement party of yes, we'll get rid of it, and
everyone's gonna be fine,
and everyone will be fine, and all the babies will be born, and everyone will be happy, and go us. No way.
Well, and I heard an interview with a lawmaker, I want to say from either Idaho or Utah, his name escapes me right now, talking about a total ban or almost a total ban on abortion in that state. And he was asked by a reporter if he thought about potential ramifications when he voted for this total ban. And he essentially said no.
Yeah.
He essentially said, no, I never really considered about a 12-year-old who might have been sexually assaulted by her stepfather and then was going to be forced to give birth at the age of 12. That's shocking to me.
I don't understand how you can want to represent a swath of individuals, but yet you have you're incapable of thinking of other people and their experiences.
And looking further down the road about what this is going to mean.
Yeah, I mean,
It's pretty amazing. Eric from Tosa chiming in on the text line. Moms for Liberty screwed around quoting Hitler, and they did have a Hitler quote on one of their flyers. They found out, going deeper than the obvious issue of bodily autonomy and supporting the right to choose, the Kentucky GOP gubernatorial candidate Danielle Cameron was the DA who denied justice for Breonna Taylor. Last night proves that when it comes to the GOP agenda, sunlight is the best disinfectant. Yet another positive harbinger for 2024, when energized GOTV efforts will help Democrats sweep into power.
Well, yes, if the Democrats also do the work as well.
And I mean, get the messaging out.
Get the messaging out, make it palatable. I keep on thinking about the interview that we had. This was earlier this year, maybe even late last year, when you had Representative Lee Snodgrass on, and she was talking about, I knock on all the doors.
Yes.
Not just the ones who vote for me. I talk to all the people.
I talk to everybody.
Not just the ones who vote for me.
Right.
And I think that's the important thing to do, is to have those important, sometimes awkward and uncomfortable conversations. Those politicians, those political operatives, those individuals need to have those talks to really reach. And at the end, they might not vote for you, but I would rather someone look at me as not the devil than someone they just simply disagree with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Real quickly here, because we're running out of time, wanted to mention, this is breaking this morning, Alec Johnson and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The Waukesha School District has filed a motion to dismiss the federal lawsuit filed by former teacher Melissa Temple in July, when she was fired in July. Her position, she claimed she was fired because they retaliated against her. She spoke out on her Twitter account about the school district's decision not to allow the song Rainbow Land to be performed at a first grade concert. So now the school is trying to get that lawsuit dismissed. She says the district violated her First Amendment rights. Apparently, Temple and her client have until November 22nd now to respond to the district's motion. After that, the judge will decide whether to grant or deny the district's motion.
Can you respond with a finger gesture?
Probably not.
Okay,
the best
I'm just
way
wondering. I didn't go to law school.
The most
politic Jane, I didn't go to law school.
Way to handle
Jane,
it.
I didn't go to law school.
Okay, that's fine.
Just asking a question.
Neither did I. All right, stay with us. When we come back, Kristen Bry will be here. We'll see if little Frankie Lou is going to join us. And I wanted to point out, I lost the, yeah, now I lost the Lost the text.
What happened?
She essentially said babies don't have meltdowns. Toddlers have meltdowns.
Oh.
So Frankie Lou's not a toddler yet, so she can't be having
very not so.
No, she's not a toddler yet. We're going to do the good, the bad. And you found a what in your ear?
Say what?
Yeah, that's all on the way. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry, Calvin on the board, Greg with me in studio, and joining us from home via StreamYard, Kristen Bry. How are you, my friend? How are you doing? You look great.
Oh, thank you.
You do.
I was just thinking that it's so gray outside, so there's not a lot of sunlight in here, so I look like the ghost of Halloween of some sort.
I just
look a little pale because winter is coming.
Maybe I just haven't hung around a lot of new moms, but you look gorgeous. You don't look tired. You don't look stressed.
I did put makeup on this morning, so that helps. That's like maybe the fourth time that's happened since Frankie arrived. But you know, when you have to look at yourself on camera, you're like, well, let's
spiff that up a little
bit. Let's zhuzh it.
Yeah, we'll zhuzh. How is the baby?
The baby's good. The baby is sleeping. She's entered the stage of she's definitely awake more during the day, but then when she is awake, she's kind of a ticking time bomb until she is wailing. And so it's like a fun little bit of her looking around, and we like look at contrast cards and we do some stuff, but she's still not really smiling or necessarily reacting. And then all of a sudden it's just
screaming.
And so, and it's like, are you hungry? No. Do you need to burp sometimes? And then sometimes she's just tired. Yeah. She just needs to be soothed and put back to sleep. Just like all of us sometimes.
Absolutely. Who doesn't want to be swayed a little bit and then go lay down for a nice nap?
I do. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Exactly. We're going to kick things off with the good, the bad, and you found a what in your ear?
Oh God.
Yeah. Oh, it's up there with last week's House of Bad Hell story.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to start out with the good, and this really is a wonderful thing. Internet is being expanded all over Wisconsin.
Good.
This is good. It's part of a big push to help connect people in sparsely populated areas. $28 million project connecting thousands of rural residents and farmers in Richland, Dane, Iowa, Juneau, and Sauk counties. And an initiative to switch 1,500 Washington County residents to a higher speed service. So they're actually bringing it out now to Washington Island. off
oh, wow.
Of, yeah, off of Bayfield. So, again, you cannot function in society today without the internet. You just mm-hmm. can't.
Yeah.
Wait, is Washington Island off of Bayfield or yeah, is that off of Door County?
Off of Bayfield.
What's the island off of Door County that has the bitters, the bar where you can take the shot of bitters and enter the club?
Is that Washington Island? That might be Washington Island. Well, we're getting our islands confused now.
Well, and I was just thinking that because if that's Washington Island, I have been there. And I will say, I don't know what, there's not a lot there. And so I think it would not be my thought as far as the priority of extending internet because it's a lot of trails. And certainly, I mean, the bar that you go to and you get the Bitters Club, maybe they would benefit from some internet because they're a business. But when I think about so many of the different areas in Wisconsin that certainly need it because there's schools and houses and commercial establishments and such. And so, when I think of Washington Island, I think of like recreational camping and like a really, actually what's there is there's a beach that has all these like really flat, smooth stones, but you cannot take the stones. It is illegal to take the stones.
Ooh, stone police.
Challenge accepted. Washington Island is in Door County.
Yeah, is in Door County. Okay. And there are 700 people who live there year round.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Learn something new.
And now they're getting some internet, baby.
Yeah. But again, I can't even imagine what a struggle it must be just for kids trying to do homework, parents trying to pay bills.
Yeah.
Connecting with, you know, Zooming with friends or whatever it is that you want to do. So that's all good news. That is certainly a step in the right direction. Although there are still about 246,000 homes and businesses that lack access to internet speeds. And I don't know what this means, of 25.3 Mbps.
Means fast enough.
Yeah.
Not fast enough.
Means fast enough to not be buffering every time you want to watch anything on YouTube.
Can you imagine how maddening that would be?
Can you imagine?
I mean, that's what we all used to do, right? Yeah. Remember that, like, this was not so long. I mean, like, it is. It's like 15 years now. But I remember having to download entire episodes of, like, when the first time I was ever watching The Wire, like, yeah, downloading an entire episode. And then come back and watch it versus the entire idea of streaming and just being frustrated when it isn't seamless.
Well, I mean, back when I first got on the internet, when I was like 17, if you just wanted to watch like a scene from a movie, you'd have to download it for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
And you could sign up AOL. You could only like, there was no such thing as like broadband. It was dial up only. And
yep. Dial up.
You
yes.
had to pick like your plan, like, how many hours a month do you want? Do you want 24 hours? If you go to 25 hours, we'll destroy you with charges.
Yeah. That is remarkable when you think about how far this technology has come so quickly. Again, considering the dial-up, oh my gosh, that we didn't all just snap. Now we would all snap.
Oh, it'd be hilarious.
Right?
I wish I could have it by memory. Like, I wish I could just go straight into the dial-up tone, but I think I would butcher it and know it. And it's not an attractive sound. Yeah. It's very much the dumber, do you want to hear the most annoying sound in the world? And I'm not going, as an audio medium, I'm not going to do that to people.
I think that's wise.
I will do my one dial-up impression that I do have. It's not the dial-up tone. It's just when you signed on, you've got mail. That sound made you feel so, because there was not really junk mail at the time. They hadn't gotten themselves together in the late 90s. So if you got email, it was from someone who wanted to talk to you.
Yes, absolutely.
And it was amazing.
It was amazing. All right. Well, that is the good. Moving on to the bad. Again, it's a little bit of both. Wisconsin State Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara, a Republican from Appleton, is talking about the child care crisis and the child care situation that we're in with not enough providers and the expense of it. And she has said that she has talked to people who are only charging $2.25 an hour for child care.
Wait, what?
Yeah. During an October 18th hearing for the GOP bills, she said, I had folks coming in. I was asking them, how much are you charging an hour for child care? And some of them told me $2 to $2.25 an hour. And I said, well, maybe you need to increase your prices.
Did she think she heard $2.25 and not $225 an hour?
No, I think she heard $2.25.
There's nothing that makes my heart happier than when any political official, especially Republicans, say, I've been talking to people.
Many people are saying.
A lot of people are telling me.
I mean, and now you know you've been exploring this, right, Kristen? You're starting to look around for providers.
Well, we're going to do a nanny share. Okay. So we have friends whose kid is 14 months, and they've been doing a nanny share with another family for the last year since they had their kid and went back to work. And their nanny feels like she's confident she can take another baby on. And so we'll be doing that with two other families. And so she charges, when it's three kids, she charges $13.50 per kid.
An hour.
And so when it's just her one-on-one with a kid, she charges $22.50.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I didn't even know nanny share was a thing.
It is a thing.
Wow.
It's a little bit more flexible. At least what we're setting up, it's a little bit more flexible because some of the things with daycare is you have to be full-time. Mm-hmm. Like if your kid is sick or if any other kids are sick, like there's just because they're bigger, right? And so like the precautions that have to go into place when there's more kids involved and everything. And you know, the regulations as it is 1 to 4 for infants. So I can't even imagine that. Like having one crying infant right now and then being a daycare provider or a childcare provider and having four kids under one that you're in charge of, and that like that is normal, or that is like even beyond that one of the solutions that's been offered is like, well, we should up the ante. We should be like, oh, they can take care of six.
Right.
Because yeah. That's listed as one of the reasons why childcare has gotten so expensive is because of regulations, right? And one of the regulations being based on age, how many kids one person can reasonably look after. And I'm just saying right now, if you ever put me in charge of four babies, good luck getting that baby back.
having
all four of them. I mean, you only got two arms. So the fact that you can barely hold one, let alone four.
We have a friend of ours who owns two daycare services up in the North Shore. And she told us when we first got married, she goes, and when you have a child, when you have a kid, they'll get free daycare from me. And neither Bridget and I want Ted, nor do we want now children.
Right.
But we did look at each other going, that's a pretty good deal. I mean, that's some savings right there. We could save for college or something. That's, if anything, the bragging rights.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is a lot of money.
Yeah.
It is a lot of money. Okay. And again, I don't doubt that there are maybe some childcare providers in some of the smaller rural communities where someone is working out of her house that she can charge $2.50 an hour. But that is not the experience of most people. And no. I think it's terrible that a child care provider is only making 2.25. You can't live on that.
There's a part of me that's like also saying, I don't believe you.
I know. I have a hard time believing that. And if she heard it from one person, then she heard it from one person who's in a very unique situation where they can charge that and are probably maybe independently wealthy or have a spouse that is covering the cost of a lot of things.
Right.
Because that is just, I mean, that's not even a cup of coffee. That's not even a grande Starbucks coffee.
That's less than what
drip coffee, not a latte. A drip coffee at Starbucks is like $3.50.
That's less than what a server makes. That's less than minimum wage for a server too. I mean,
oh yeah,
that's not a.
But you know,
I want more questions. I want more follow up questions of whoever wrote that article.
Well, we can do that.
I do like your analogy. It's not even a drip coffee. That's your Starbucks to.
No, it's not even a fancy coffee. It's just drip. It's just the big, the most, the best margins you'll ever get is as a coffee business is like, oh, we made 5 gallons of coffee and we're going to charge you $3.50 per cup, even though it cost us about 5 cents to make.
Oh, now I want some coffee.
But again, I just find it interesting that this is supposed to be a positive because, well, look at how affordable this is. If they're, you know, if they're only charging 2.25 for daycare, that is not a positive for the daycare provider that you can't make a living like that.
Well, if you deregulate it, then everything's fine, Jane.
Just as many kids as you can handle.
Yes.
That is not that's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. It's also a recipe for neglect. Or especially once they're walking around, like, and you know, you have like over one is 1 to 6 or 1 to 7. And I'm just saying, like, trying to watch toddlers, like, that's the next challenge that I'm not necessarily looking forward to. Right now, it's like she can just be in there and I can go about my business.
Now,
toddlers, not so much.
When you have to say, Oh, where is she?
Yeah. Once she starts, motoring, it's gonna be a whole different world.
When you start debating, do we get a child leash?
I was gonna ask you about that.
But they have monkeys on them.
I can understand why parents do that. I mean, there is a range where you cannot reason with these little people, right? Don't run in the road.
Children and terrorists. You can't reason with them.
But you can. It's like, don't run in the road. I'm going to go run in the road because I am a toddler. And so I can see why people would leash their children.
Leash their children.
Leash their children.
No judgment.
Oh, they said leash your children. I just wanted to get the good parking.
Oh,
never mind.
No, different kind of thing. All right. Well, and just out of curiosity, if you are paying for childcare, text in how much you pay an hour. I'm really, really curious.
Yeah.
From all over the state, whether you're listening in the Northwoods or Amory or Wisconsin Rapids, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. It's falling asleep at the wheel.
I'm looking at a text from Lynn.
Oh.
Lynn sent us a text. It was a nice one. She said, Washington Island, best fast food. Schoolhouse Beach, watch the drop-off and definitely a challenge if you have bad knees.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Lynn. And she quit. You're texting us a lot, Lynn. I think your phone's going crazy.
All right. When we come back, you found a what in your ear?
I'm not looking forward to this.
Oh, it's a dandy. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wisconsin, Jane Matner in for Kristen Rye at 10 minutes before 11 o'clock. Greg Bach with me in studio, Calvin on the board, and new mom Kristen Rye joining us on StreamYard. If you want to watch the live stream, you can always find it on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. I'm not going to call it that other thing. I refuse.
Totally called it that the other day.
I know. I slipped, and I will never forgive myself. Bite me, Elmo. Anyway, we were taking some texts on how much you pay for childcare. I'm just curious. And Michael, checking in, he says $255 a week for a newborn in northwestern Wisconsin, and that's low end compared to what other people pay.
That is low, especially if it's full time.
I mean, for a newborn,
hours, you know, 9 to 5.
Wow.
And
then Sarah says leashing your kids is nothing new. My 68-year-old father still tells stories of his parents leashing him to the clothesline so he wouldn't run off.
That's funny.
I would do that.
You would do that. I could see that.
Or duct tape, you know.
How was babysitting, Jane? Easy.
Easy. It was super easy. I knew where she was the entire time. All right. The good, the bad, and you found a what stuck in your ear? This is in Missouri. 29-year-old Desiree Kelly woke up at 5 a.m. on October 18th with a strange fluttering sensation in her right ear. Initially, she thought this was just a tassel that's on the comforter, and she went back to sleep. But when she woke up, she considered going to urgent care. She almost talked herself out of going because she thought, this is all in my head. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm tired. But her fiance begged her to go in, so she went to the urgent care. This is when Desiree said she's waiting in the waiting room, and I felt something move in my ear. It felt like something was at the base of the eardrum. In that moment, I was convinced it was wax, and I started crying, one, because it was uncomfortable, two, I was embarrassed that they're going to look in my ear and tell me it's wax and tell me I'm doing a terrible job cleaning out my ears. That is not what happened. A nurse noted something in the ear and told her, well, it definitely isn't a moth. She had never even considered it could be a moth. Not a moth. The nurse tells her it's curled up in the back. Now the nurse started treating the ear while you irrigate it with water. And then they have a bowl underneath you. And we're dumping the bowl and we're dumping the bowl and we dump the bowl probably three times. And then she goes over to the sink to get more water. While she's refilling the bottle, I felt it moving at the back of my ear. And she rushed over telling me, put the bowl up to your ear, quick. That's when she saw a black object fall out of your ear onto a sweater. It was a spider. I watched something jump from my shoulder to the ground, and then I watched it crawl away. That's when I realized it was a spider that was still alive. I was looking at it. It wasn't small. It was about the size of a nickel. Luckily, there was no damage to the eardrum, no medication, and additionally, this is good news. Her ear free of spider parts and spider eggs, which is always how you want that to wrap up. But now she said, she said essentially she will never go to sleep now without wearing earplugs.
Is that what we're all supposed to be doing? Is just to prevent this from ever happening? Because I know it's not common, but it's not
that
like these stories.
It's happened before.
I just want to know how it stays alive in your ear, like how it doesn't like get suffocate or crushed or something. Like it can't seem like a hospitable environment to be crawling, Kristen, pods? To be crawling inside of your ear, just doing this all the time, just trying to gross her out.
No, I can tell.
Well, I feel like, was this originally a TikTok?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I saw this one. But I also saw it the first time. It was like 3 a.m. as I was nursing Frankie. And
Oh, God.
Because I don't know. It's funny because I think Todd Alba is starting to do What's Worse as a segment every day. And this, which is, you know, is a little bit like, would you rather? And it's like, would you rather have a spider in your ear moving around or compared to what? Like, or compared to last week, where would you rather be in a house full of thousands of bats?
I think I'd rather
inescapable
spider because
you would yeah probably
bats requires
spider.
A shot
rabies
and the whole thing. Although I mean, hey, if they get some money from Airbnb, I don't know.
They're both pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah. They're not.
Is this what we're gonna do now every week? Let's just find a story to just completely disgust Kristen. The good, the bad, and make Kristen go.
Oh, that was creepy. It might be. All right, what's coming up for the rest of your day today, Mama Bri?
Well, we're still trying to get on a schedule of some sort. But the next big thing is I'm going to try to take her to the grocery store because I'm going to try to make some lactation cookies.
Oh, fun.
Have like oatmeal and a bunch of stuff in there. I actually, because I saw you guys have Mr. Matt Wild coming up next, and I saw that they, which is so on brand for Milwaukee Record, to be doing a casserole cook-off.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so, but I cooked a casserole last night. And so I'm kind of in a cooking thing right now because cooking feels like something I can do because she really likes the carrier, like the soft carrier where she's on my body. But because like just putting her and leaving her in the bassinet, I think she just wants attention sometimes.
Sure, yeah.
And so what can I do when the soft carrier, like with her on me? It's kind of a workout, but it's like I can cook. So those are probably cooking some cookies that are somewhat healthy is coming up for today. Maybe going for a walk if it doesn't rain.
Looks like rain let up.
A little bit.
All right. And then I don't know, attempting to do some other to-do list type things, but you know, always optimal word being attempt.
Yeah.
Well, all you can do is try, right? All you can do is try.
I just want to say really quickly, Bridget made some they weren't casseroles, but they were very wintry comfort foods. She made chili. Her chili is amazing. Then she made a cream of chicken, I guess a casserole, but it's just not in the casserole dish with mushrooms. And then she made marinated steak stroganoff.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So all in one day?
She made two in one and then one the next day.
Does she freeze them so you just have them for whenever you want?
They're gone in a week.
Oh.
Yeah. We plow through those immediately. And she'll make, I don't know, probably like 5 gallons of chili throughout winter. She just makes it and that's it. Nice. It's amazing.
All right. Well, stick around. Stick around. We have the news coming up next, followed by Milwaukee Records' Matt Wild will be joining us. Thank you so much, Kristen, for checking in with us. We will see you again next Wednesday at 10:33. Give the baby a squeeze from us.
Will do. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Don't go away. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.